Good afternoon, everybody. Well, I hope you enjoyed the first episode of my podcast. As I said before, it's the first one's always a bit nerve-wracking and not quite sure what to do, but hopefully we did some content that's audible and certainly can be listened to. But what I wanted to do is I've come up with a bit of plan for my next few podcasts. What I'm going to do is give you a bit of a background into what we do and some key elements of our job as a boat broker slash boat sales slash bit of everything to do with boating. So what I thought I'd do in this episode is really talk about the types of boat sales that we get involved with. Now, I've made a few notes and I've broken it down into three different types of boat sales that we do. The first is brokerage, and the second is used stock, and then the third is new. So what I'll do is I'll discuss each type of sale and how they vary, the pros and cons to both, and really where I and as a company we get involved. So what I'll do is I'll start with brokerage first, and realistically this is probably one of the biggest parts of our job and day-to-day activity. Now with brokerage, realistically, the transaction is very similar to a estate agency. We act as a broker in the middle of the chain. We have to ensure clear title is passed from one person to another or from one company to another. Unlike the housing market, there is no requirement in the boating world to have a solicitor or legal advice. So as a result, we do the legal title change and we hold the funds. And that's really the biggest difference between estate agency or real estate agency and boat sales. We do a lot more. Now, obviously, if you've got a lawyer and you want to get a lawyer involved, etc., then that's fine. But from experience, what I would say is that does make the whole process a little bit more complicated and certainly takes a lot more time. So where do we start with brokerage? So the transaction would work on the basis whereby you as Mr. X have a boat that you want to sell. You approach us as a company and say, guys, I want to sell my boat. Where do we start? So the process with this is we come and have an appraisal of your boat. We go and have a look at it, take some photos, and then we write to you and say, look, this is where we feel in the market your boat needs to be pitched at price. And once we've got an agreement on that, we then draw up a listing agreement, which gives you and us as the broker the authority to sell the boat. We detail the selling price. And this is usually over a 60-day cancellation term. So we look to go into at least a six-month contract on the brokerage. This is also where we discuss the dreaded word commission. And I often joke to people, as much as I do what I do for love, I also do it to make a living and to pay my mortgage and look after my family. So as much as I'd like to do it for free, I can't. Now, we list here our commission rate, and this can vary anywhere between 5 to 10%. On the whole, it's probably closer to 6% we actually list our boats for. The Mediterranean yacht brokers tend to list more for 10%, and certainly a lot on the bigger boats, it's 10%. However, on the boats that we tend to deal with, or I tend to deal with day to day, we list everything at 6%. Now, I have a sort of a gentleman's discussion with the vendor to say that we'll never try and lose a deal on our fee, and we'll be a little bit realistic as and when we need to be. But that's our benchmark, that's where we start from. So once we've got a listing agreement signed, we can then press on with getting some marketing photos and generate a specification and inventory in order to get that boat then ready for advertise online. So let's fast forward a bit. We get all that done. We'll perhaps highlight up our listing a boat in a bit more detail at some point. But once we've got all of that information collated, we can then put it online and we push it out to all the online portals. Now, similarly to house sales and car sales, there are certain platforms that are key for selling secondhand boats. And realistically, probably one of the largest platforms that we use is Yacht World. There are others which are very good. There's boatshop24.co.uk, boatshop.com, the Yacht Market, just to name a few. But there's a lot out there. And what we find is that we go out there, we put the boats on the market, we specialise hopefully in doing nice photos, and now we're doing more and more videos as well, and we push them out on the market. So we go out there and we get the boats out on the market and we look then for inquiries to come through. Now, as soon as we receive an inquiry, which 9 times out of 10 comes in via email, we jump on that email, we reply, and I would say 9.5 times out of 10, the first question back from the purchaser or interested purchaser is photos. So going, rewinding a bit, what we do is when we list a boat, we actually take more images than we put online. Now, what this does is gives us something to send the initial inquirer, something to see, and this really helps to, I think, engage contact with them. Now, once we've sent that over, the process tends to be, right, great, photos, thank you. Can I come and see the boat? Yes, okay. They come and see the boat, and if they like it, like anything in life, you tend to have a fairly good idea quite quickly that they're interested in the boat. If they like the boat, which I hope they do, and we look after them correctly, then they will submit an offer, which is usually an offer subject to sea trial and survey. And all these points we can talk about in more detail going forward, but sea trial and survey is quite an in-depth process, so we'll certainly look at that in a bit more detail. But if the sea trial and survey all goes ahead, the purchaser and the vendor agree any reductions or deductions on the price, and then it goes forward. And our job then as a broker is to collect the original title paperwork from the seller. We then hold that paperwork in our office of the original format. We then request from the purchaser a balance. He's already sent us a 10% deposit, I should add, by the time he's done a sea trial and survey. And we then at some point have the deposit, the full balance, the original paperwork from the vendor, and at an agreed date, we then effectively transfer title. Now, transfer title, again, is something we can discuss on. That's done all the time by way of a bill of sale, which is a very official document, which perhaps is often underrated and not perhaps understood as well as it should be. But we create a bill of sale in the favour of the buyer, which is signed by the seller. And then we complete, very much like a house sale. On the day of completion, we sign a protocol of delivery. And at that point, that boat has changed ownership. So to recap, with brokerage, I've whistled through it there and it's a lot more involved than that, but really, our job is we act as an agent in the middle, and we charge a fee to the seller. And that's always quite an important note to make, is we charge the seller, not the buyer, for our fee. So you're actually working for the seller. And again, that's something that perhaps we need to expand on a little bit more going forward, because when you're acting for the seller, you have an obligation to them contractually, but equally as a salesman, you want to get the deal done. So it's often a bit of a wiggle way through, and you have to accept the points of both the buyer and the seller, but equally you have to remember you are working for the seller. And that's, as a broker, anybody getting into brokerage, something that I would definitely highlight, and they are your client, and you can come unstuck quite quickly if you're not careful. So that's brokerage in a nutshell. I will do a podcast all about brokerage and what that details, but I'll move on to Ustock. Now, Ustock is something that we're privileged really to have the ability to sell. So as we're part of a big group, what happens is the group, or ourselves indeed, may take a part exchange. So imagine the scenario, we've got a 60-foot boat and somebody wants to trade up from their 45-foot boat. So they might part exchange their 45-foot boat, which might be worth half the value of the 60-foot boat. We take the part exchange as part payment. They transfer the difference and then they take ownership of their new boat. And again, that is in very simple terms, but that's the process. Now, in that instance, the buyer of the Ustock is welcome to have a survey. And in fact, I've got one of these going on at the moment. But they won't often, but they do sometimes have that done. Ustock is a nice way to buy a boat because we're selling in the course of business. So it's a vessel that is owned by often Sunseeker London Group. And as a result, that then is sold with a 3-month labour-only warranty. We also do our own PDI, or pre-delivery inspection, which gives the buyer an immense sense of comfort often. With brokerage, there's no warranty given or implied. Whereas with the used stock or pre-owned stock, whatever you want to call it, we do certainly make the boats, they have to be checked through. Again, if you'd like me to talk about that in more detail, I can. But it's a great way to buy a boat. Remuneration wise, for us, or for me, we get paid a commission on that sale as well. Now, as you can imagine, Ustock is a great boat to sell, but for our group, because often it's a place where it's tying up cash flow, it's stock money, so we need to get those boats sold. So we are incentivized to get the Ustock sold, but it is a different process to selling a brokerage boat. The third type of sale we get involved with is the new sale. Now, new sales are, again, very different to brokerage and to Ustock. They can vary from somebody that knows exactly what they want and you've worked with that person from day one to build the boat for them. Sometimes you might get an introduction from somebody to say, look, I've been looking to buy this boat. Have you got anything like this? And then you can suggest something which they hadn't perhaps considered before. But I would say with our new boats, usually people have a fairly good idea of what they want to buy. And over the course of my career within Sunseeker, I've had a number of cases whereby people, I might have met them 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 years ago. And it's that communication relationship that you build over that time frame. Now, they may well have had a boat in those 10 years, but they probably haven't bought a new boat from you. But the idea being is at some point they're going to change. They may sell their business, whatever. And at that point, they're going to want to decide to buy a new boat. And it's at that stage, the relationship that we have then kicks in. And all those over those years where you've built that relationship, it's so important. New sales, sometimes the boat's already built. Sometimes it's in stock. We might have a boat that's been a cancelled order and that client is happy to take that order on. Or indeed, it might be a case of they want to build a boat from scratch, which is an amazing experience. And I've been fortunate enough to do it a number of times. And the client can come and see you and you sit down and you talk about everything on the boat, from the engines through to the scatter cushions, through to the navigation systems, through to colour schemes. That opens up a huge level of opportunity, as you can imagine. And one of the unique selling points about Sunseeker is the fact that you can build a boat to your order. You can build a boat with pink cushions if you want to, and grey carpet or yellow carpet. Within reason, most things are possible. Now, of course, we do have our standard colourways and our standard fabrics. But if clients do come to us with their own interior designer or own fabric supplier and they want to fit those fabrics, then we can consider it. We can look at all options. It's a really in-depth process. Sunseeker have a very detailed build spec, which details literally everything on the boat. And from my experience, you tend to get some clients that want to really push the boundaries and spec every little thing. And other clients will say, look, I saw this boat at the boat show 2 years ago. I'd like it to look like that. For me as a salesman, I like both. It's great to have the experience of working with two different types of people. You also tend to find that some owners' wives like to get quite involved, or partners at that stage, whereby they can actually then spec, get involved with the interior design a bit more, perhaps like they would at home. Whereas the owner sometimes is more interested in the technology, the systems, the engines, and that's where it is. So from the point, the way the new boat works is that the client would agree to buy the boat, we take a deposit, we sign a sales contract, and we have a rough idea at that point of delivery. So if the boat's available immediately, then obviously that's fairly obvious that the deal happens quite quickly. If it's a pre-order where we're ordering a boat for delivery in, say, a year, 2 years, then there is quite a long time of speccing the boat and getting the boat into build. It's a lovely experience, and having handed over a number of boats which are seven figures, it's a great experience to hand the boat over to somebody. They've worked so hard for this boat, they're really looking forward to it. On the day of handover, I take quite a lot of pride in getting that boat looking as good as we can. You want to pick a nice weather day. We try and organise a nice lunch and really make it a special day, because it's a day that client should remember. It's a day where they go away from it and say, wow, you know, what an experience. Because there's nothing like it, really. You know, you can buy a car, you can buy a house. A boat is a very different type of purchase. And it's great fun. And that's a very different experience to that of the brokerage. The used stock is similar, but the new boat really is the piece de resistance. It's the bit that everybody loves to do. And it's really exciting. And during often the build process, you do get build up quite a good relationship with your client. And that's really important too. They've got to trust you. Inevitably, things go wrong when the boat's delivered because it's a boat, and things do break and it's PDIs, etc., etc. But it's a case of how you deal with those problems. And really, as a salesman, it's important to have that personal relationship with your clients, that you can talk to them at the right level and explain it from your side often. So I hope those three examples of how we sell boats and the different types of sales are interesting. Like I say, I can certainly expand in more depth on the brokerage. I've got some ideas for some new boat podcasts coming up. I'd like to even perhaps interview a couple of my new boat owners, because I think that would be really interesting. So perhaps we can go into the new boat ownership in a bit more detail then. But I hope you have been listening to this podcast and I hope it is interesting. Any feedback you can give me, I would be greatly appreciative of. And let me know if you want to hear anything about the boating world or anything in particular, please do let me know and we can get that sorted. And in the meantime, please do subscribe to this podcast channel. I think I'm getting the terminology right there. I'm sure I have. Any questions, give me a shout and look forward to speaking to you again soon. Thanks.